Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a woman called Anne and a man called Peter talking about a college party. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Are you going to the college end of term party on Saturday night, Peter?
I want to, Anne, but my sister's coming to visit at the weekend and she isn't that keen on parties. I hope she won't mind me going without her.
Oh, I'm sure she won't mind. They're usually great parties, apart from last year's one.
Well, I thought you had such a good time last year. What was wrong with it?
Well, it was fun, but it's just that there were too many people there. Some of them I didn't know at all. And this one's going to be in the new college hall, so there'll probably be even more people.
I don't mind a lot of people, and it's an improvement on the old hall because there's a lot more space. That should really make a difference, so it won't feel as crowded as the old place.
I hope there'll be a good DJ. That helps to make a brilliant atmosphere, and it means there's a wider variety of music.
There needs to be plenty of good dance music, but I'm not sure we need a DJ. They just play the stuff they like or just the latest music, whether it's any good or not. What about the food? Do you think it'll be okay?
I hear there's going to be a special buffet with a top quality restaurant providing stuff, so it'll be completely different from the awful food in the college cafeteria. I hope the party won't end late, though, because it means missing the last bus.
We can always get a taxi if there's a group of us.
But everyone will be looking for one at the same time if it ends at midnight.
Don't worry. I've heard it'll definitely go on well after that because we've got permission for an extra hour. That'll be popular with everybody.
Now listen again.
Are you going to the college end of term party on Saturday night, Peter?
I want to, Anne, but my sister's coming to visit at the weekend and she isn't that keen on parties. I hope she won't mind me going without her.
Oh, I'm sure she won't mind. They're usually great parties, apart from last year's one.
I thought you had such a good time last year. What was wrong with it?
Well, it was fun, but it's just that there were too many people there. Some of them I didn't know at all. And this one's going to be in the new college hall, so there'll probably be even more people.
I don't mind a lot of people, and it's an improvement on the old hall because there's a lot more space. That should really make a difference, so it won't feel as crowded as the old place.
I hope there'll be a good DJ. That helps to make a brilliant atmosphere, and it means there's a wider variety of music.
There needs to be plenty of good dance music, but I'm not sure we need a DJ. They just play the stuff they like or just the latest music, whether it's any good or not. What about the food? Do you think it'll be okay?
I hear there's going to be a special buffet with a top quality restaurant providing stuff, so it'll be completely different from the awful food in the college cafeteria. I hope the party won't end late, though, because it means missing the last bus.
We can always get a taxi if there's a group of us.
But everyone will be looking for one at the same time if it ends at midnight.
Don't worry. I've heard it'll definitely go on well after that because we've got permission for an extra hour. That'll be popular with everybody.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.